He said the people were chosen very carefully. Thus John Barton, well known for his adaptations of Shakespeare and Greek tragedies, was asked to finish the mystery of Edwin Drood. Michael Bogdanoff, known as Bodge, was asked to direct sketches by Boz. There's a bit more to it. Dear Michael, yeah. Dear Michael, blah, 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 blah. It's early days yet, Michael, but would you look at sketches by Boz and let me have your reaction? It's great if you could adapt yourself and include circus stunts. Other letters went to such disparate people as Sir Roy Shaw, Secretary General of the Arts Council, and Peter Cheeseman, who runs the Victoria Theatre at Stoke-on-Trent. I thought Peter would have one. He very kindly gave me work where no one else would. They used to get them in the round in Stoke-on-Trent, which he still runs to this day, but they're kicking him out in January. And now, it's in the round, that Stoke Theatre. And the letter to him went something like, "For too long now, Peter, have we been apart? Is it, would you consider hard times? Send at earliest your plans for adaptation of the Aldwych Auditorium." Love, Trev. And he did. One letter sent to Mr. Norman St. John Stevens, Minister of the Arts, read, "Dear Minister, as you've probably heard, there's been a major policy change in our organisation. Nicholas Nickleby has been such a source of real joy to cast, staff and audience that we have decided to turn to Dickens as our main source of inspiration. As someone said at a recent meeting, why tie so many fine Dickensian directors and actors to this endless wheel of Shakespeare revivals? I am convinced that Dickens will prove as big a draw as Shakespeare if we can keep up this terrific standard. So that'll be it for the Bard as soon as our present commitments decently permit. The first production of the new RDC is hoped to be Little Dorrit, adapted by Snoo Wilson and directed by John Caird and myself. Any thoughts you have on this will as always be treasured. Love, Trey." Yes, perhaps we can get together for lunch sometime soon to discuss this. The Pickwick Club would seem appropriate. Yeah, Terry, this was a difficult letter to write because this was Terry Hands. He's kind of only just a slightly junior partner in things. "Dear Terry, I'm sorry to spring this on you, but I've instituted a major policy change. The whole experience of Nicholas Nickleby was such a source of joy and inspiration. In fact, it was for me a spiritual cleansing. I'm clear of what has to be done. Now, our many fine Dickensian actors must no longer be tied to this endless wheel of Shakespeare revivals. Someone said this at some meeting or other. Was it? I divine that our break with the Bard should be sudden and clear, which is why I didn't bother discussing it. Staff at the Aldwych Theatre in London arriving one morning to find that every Nicholas Nickleby poster had been covered by another in exactly the RSC House style, advertising the future production of Little Dorrit." That was a beautiful piece of work by my own head press as well, was the poster. They took the old drawing of Little Dorrit and they just stood it around a bit, and there she was, and all the cast names down there in alphabetical order. Just terrific. I mean, it was so exciting that night. It was 4 o'clock in the morning. We were drinking in those Fleet Street reporters' bars. I said, "Right, it's 4 o'clock, boy, let's go and do it."